Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are seeing a little bit of supply chain issues here in Western New York. It's affecting IV shortages for area hospitals. How did this all happen, the supply chain shortage?
So first, it is the case that there is a Baxter has a plant in North Carolina that shut down due to flooding. And that Baxter was supplying 60% of all of the IV fluids across the country. So that's a shock to the system, and that shortage of supply causes a ripple effect across the system. And that's really what we're facing. And Baxter, in turn, this was the flooding caused due to the hurricane and other things hitting the southern part of the United States. That's the root cause of this shortage.
Are there secondary reasons for the shortage?
That's the primary reason. There were worries that went away, which is worries regarding ports and others affecting anything involving imports. But really, this is the main reason now, weather-related, flooding that caused that plant to shut down. When one thinks about it, the system does respond. So I study supply chain, so I can give you a number of things that are actively happening to deal with it. But like all management problems, this is an issue facing us for us to manage.
How serious could this IV shortage be as a result of this hurricane? Are there alternate means of supply for IVs?
Well, so there are a number of things. Whenever there is such a problem in a supply chain, what you try to do is to adjust the demand if you can, and then adjust sources of supply. So on the demand side, there are various reports that some hospitals are trying to switch from intravenous to oral hydration therapies for some patients. So some patients can have Gatorade, plain water, et cetera, as an alternative to intravenous. So that's something that will decrease the demand at the hospitals. And some hospitals are rescheduling surgery to particularly elective surgeries to a little bit later so that they can conserve the supply. So that is all on the demand side. On the supply side, the FDA does have a central monitoring station for drug shortages, and Health and Human Services has been trying to find a way to get access to the site. But there's also other firms other than Baxter that have started increasing their production to operate 24/7 at their facilities to make up a bunch of the supply. So that's all happening domestically. There is a global supply of these products. Now, granted, it would be expensive to fly in all these intravenous fluids, but that's another option available. And finally, there are national stockpiles that the federal government holds of some of these materials. So if we are really at that stage, one can also get access to these national stockpiles. So the way I see it is within the entire supply chain, there's a lot of supply, but one has to be a little careful in how one would do a combination of adjustment of usage, adjustment of timing of surgery, and increase of supply from competitors to manage this shortage.
Are there other industries, other products that could be disrupted nationwide with just one facility going offline?
Well, the problem is it's not just intravenous fluids, but when I went back and looked at what this plant makes, it has various other critical materials that will have effects on all kinds of surgeries being done across the country. So the only thing I would say is, Baxter is not the only supplier. It's a big supplier, But the rest of it, the remaining 40% supply, comes from a whole bunch of other suppliers in the system. So yes, there will be an impact. I don't want to downplay that, but I don't want this to be necessarily a source of a lot of worry. And the main reason is because once you have some notice, and I think with high probability, there's a whole bunch of days of inventory. So there's a little bit of time before it actually hits. That's the time that everybody would have to scramble. I haven't seen reports of any other specific shortages that have been reported. Currently, it's this Baxter plant going out in North Carolina that seems to be the main source of focus. Now, one of the things that will happen is, you know, this hurricane has been quite devastating. It's taken out a lot of facilities, impacted a lot of people. So, you know, the question is whether the hospitals there have the capacity to treat all those patients. At this point, I haven't heard any reports as to that being a problem.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.